I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
We've been talking about top locations around Australia which you must see because they take your breath away in one way or another. Think about that feeling when you last were at one of these spots that you would describe as a location that took your breath away. We often say that, but what does that actually mean? I think it has something to do with this feeling of awe. You're awe-inspired. It's awesome, for example. Now, for me, trying to think about when this last happened, I was trying to spot some whales off the coast of Albany overlooking the waters, and I didn't see one. It would have been good if I did, if I saw a flipping tail or something, but I didn't see one. But the sight of the vast ocean, just how huge it is and how never-ending it is, as far as the eye can see, and just that kind of feeling that you're quite small in the grand scheme of things, maybe that has something to do with the feeling of awe. For producer Molly, when we were talking about this, is when she saw some dolphins down near the beach. That's pretty special too. And it's something about that feeling of awe which does make you feel very grateful, very lucky to be where you are, and it also makes you feel good. So what's this all about? Should we be feeling awe more often to try and wash away some of the world's problems? Because it does have that effect also. Tasha Broomhall is a mental health expert and founder of Blooming Minds. Tasha, welcome.
Hey, Tim.
Good to speak to you. So the feeling of awe, how would you describe it?
I liked your talking about the ocean there because that gets me every time. So for me, it's that feeling when something's just too huge to comprehend and it, you know, it gives us goosebumps or makes us catch our breath. That to me is what awe is.
Okay, that's a good way to put it actually, when you feel like you are, well, it is so huge that you can't really understand it. What does it do to our mental state when we have that feeling?
It can actually be really great for us. So awe as an emotion, if we look at the definition of it, it's a combination of both dread and wonder. And it's, you know, it's something that's inspired by something usually external to us. And if we think about the emotion of that, that can be something that makes us feel energized and hopeful and alive. Or if it's a more negative form, it can make us feel distressed and, you know, threat and distress.
Usually it is nature that makes us go, I was in awe of that. The stars at night, I was in awe. Normally nature is responsible for these feelings, you find?
Yeah, sometimes nature, sometimes people. Psychologists Chirico and Yaden suggest that it may actually have evolved in hunter-gatherer times as a bit of a protective element. So it would help us to identify safe places that we could seek shelter, such as, you know, you're in an environment with a really large vista, you can see approaching predators. And some of their research indicates that even modern children still have this preference for elevated positions. Certainly my 8-year-old does, can't get him down from the trees, and that sweeping scenery can induce that awe. So there's some suggestions in the research that maybe there are those evolutionary elements and that's why we see it so tied in nature. There are other research that suggests it's more from religiosity and, you know, deities, etc. So different perspectives.
That is really interesting, thinking about how it's placed through time and how it's tied to human existence in a way. Does that surprise you that it goes as far back as that and it's evident through time?
No, not surprised, but just really interested, right? Like it's really curious to see how these things provide different services or purposes for us at different points in time. But, you know, that sense that you mentioned when you're sitting on the beach, I get that every time and I'll drive myself to the beach to get that when I'm feeling like I'm needing it. So it can be really something we activate in ourselves.
And when you think about the kind of effects it does have on people, Tasha, given that we know what kind of positive effect it can have on people, is there emphasis already on this and does there need to be more about using it for people who are going through perhaps a mental illness or feeling depressed? Can it have that large of an effect?
Look, I haven't seen any research where it's been used therapeutically for people, but generally for all of us, it might be something that we want to try to increase. There's research that suggests that it can lead to huge, you know, range of benefits. So increase happiness and health, make us more generous and increase our level of critical thinking, help us to be more humble and help us to bring our challenges into perspective. So for any of us, that's got to be good. I think from a therapeutic benefit, if someone was clinically unwell, you'd probably need a bit more than just awe because they're experiencing an illness. But certainly at a starting point, it certainly could be a good thing to try to increase.
Not all of us can get along to a beach or go on a holiday for these feelings of awe, Tasha. So in the day-to-day life, routines, just life going on, what advice would you have to people to try and get those feelings of awe in a realistic sense, given what else we have going on in life?
Yeah, just trying to find those moments of awe. So looking at, can I get some time in nature? There's some really good research that says we benefit from minimum 2 hours a week sensorially engaged with nature. So actually spending that time in nature can help us to get that perspective and build that awe. Looking at videos, you know, I've watched these videos with my 8-year-old son that are all about outer space and, you know, zooms in and out and puts things in perspective. And it just blows my mind, like, what's actually existing out there. And then when you lay on the grass or the trampoline and you look at the stars at night, it can activate that same sense in you. So it's just about finding those opportunities, not to just have our head down and our bottoms up and to be, you know, striving through the day, but it's about finding those micro moments where we can keep things in perspective and look at the enormity of the world around us and to have some wonder at how much we don't know, rather than just focus on the things that, you know, we're distressed and activated by.
Nice to speak to you, Tasha. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.